I am running the bill. We're calling it the Citrus Glitch Bill to go in and fix some of the language from some previous changes, just to clean it up and make sure that we have a Department of Citrus in there where it needs to be. So fixing some language was from some prior legislation.
And this comes in large part from last legislative session, I think, when we made some changes, but there were still some leftover glitches that need to be cleared up. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, it's basically changing the wording in several places to make sure that the true intent of last year's legislation is upheld.
You don't envision any problems with this?
I don't. I don't envision there being any opposition at all.
Representative Ben Albritton explains why Rayburn is running a glitch bill this year.
First thing I want to do is give credit where credit is due. The reason Representative Rayburn is going to be running a glitch bill is because the citrus legislation that I ran last year didn't get the job done. So at the end of the day, there was some things he's going to clean up in there. But the truth is, we're thankful that he is there. He grows something for a living, grows strawberries and blueberries and some row crops, and understands the climate of our industry. So we're glad to have him there and going to offer him any support that he needs.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.